Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DePlantis and I'm so glad to welcome you into Studio C again. This is Chrissy too here with me.
I love being with you, Miss Kathy, in Studio C. We had a fun time at the Glorious Conference
last
week.
Yeah, last Friday night, this place was kicking, blowing and going. We had so many people, wonderful friends came in to celebrate Jesus here at our Glorious Conference 2024. You know, it was 25 years ago before that had started the conferences. So it's a reason
awesome.
To celebrate.
It sure was a big celebration, and your messages were so powerful and anointed. People from all over the world tuned in too, that not just in the house, but from everywhere on our Facebook as well as our JDM app and great comments. I have one I'd love to share from a lady who actually came into the house and then she posted on Facebook. She says, "Glorious 2024 was unbelievable. We started the celebration off with some great music and then a talk panel with Pastor Kathy and special guest Brother Jesse." Of course, that's like going to a comedy show. I love when they get together. It was great and godly questions and answer sessions. Then they both did prayer, and I just need to write a whole other post on just that. It was anointed. We had worship, more music, and then awesome prizes, and it was just a great time with amazing people. I loved it. Well, thank you so much for commenting and for coming. And we're going to see you next year because it's going to even be, we're going to top that one if that can be even possible.
Yeah, each night, each service, the Friday night and Saturday service, we had 10 gifts we gave away.
Yes.
And also you gave some gifts away online as well.
We did.
You know what I like about it? You know, it was so powerful there, but I read some comments about that. I remember one of them read, they could feel the anointing in their living room. It was so powerful. You know, if you were blessed by it, we want to hear from you. You know, and if you didn't get a chance to watch it, you can go on our app. That's the best way, right?
It is.
Go on the app, you'll be able to see all three sessions. The first one was Friday night, then there was the talk panel. We used to call it the girl talk panel, but this year, because Jesse was our surprise guest.
Yes, we couldn't say girl.
We couldn't say girl talk, so that's definitely not a girl.
No.
Definitely not a girl. And so it was the glorious talk panel, and we had
beautiful.
An amazing time.
Oh, yes.
He's so good at just shooting off the cuff and being real direct, and the ladies that were there in the house really loved it, because, you know, our boardroom chats are probably one of our most popular web shows that we have out there. So it was like fun time
to
do
that. It was like a live boardroom chat.
It was. And then we had, of course, I preached on, after that, we had a wonderful worship service on Saturday. And then the Lord led me to have an open prayer time. And that was so powerful. Jesse entered in with that, like she said in the testimony.
She said she has to write a whole separate post because it was just that anointed.
It was so anointed.
And it really was.
And, you know, I believe that even when they watch it the second time, they'll be able to receive and enter in. And because there's no limit to the Spirit of God. There's like the Bible is a timeless book. You know, the things, the promises that we read about that's thousands of years old, when you read them, the anointing is still on there. So I believe in the same way, because I preached the word and we prayed as the Spirit led, I believe that people's lives will be changed just from that point too.
I know it.
When you watch, expect it.
That's right. Have a glorious celebration. Even though it's over, it's still not over.
It's never over.
It's timely. It's never over. That's great.
That's right. And you know, today is a special day. I'm so excited about it because it's a kind of a carryover from the Glorious Conference, because we're so excited to welcome Jose and Katie Pimentel to Studio C for the very first time. Jose and Katie have been married for over 25 years and are such a blessing to our Covenant Church family. They've been connected to the ministry for over 23 years, and they're always willing to serve the Lord with their many talents. Jose and Katie are here today to share about their involvement in our JDM conferences and how they've seen great moves of God throughout the years at the ministry. Welcome, Katie.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
The dream team.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having us.
You may recognize Katie from when she plays that beautiful saxophone.
It's
she has
anointed.
So many different instruments. I don't even know what to call them. But it's so anointed. And thank you again. And Jose, thank you for all that you do, too. Y'all are so such a blessing to us.
Yes.
Thank you. We've been so blessed by this ministry over the years. I remember the first time we came to Covenant Church, and we were still living in New Orleans. I'm from here, and we were still living here. And I remember Brother Jesse saying, "Give me a year of your life, and you'll never be the same." Mm-hmm. And we went back and forth because we had come from another ministry and everything. And we went back and forth like, do we stay here? This is where the Lord has us, you know? And when he said that, we were like, okay, Lord, we're going to give you a year of our life. Like, and that was like spot on. Like,
it
God
is.
took us from zero to 60. We've moved all over the country. We talked about that. We moved all over the country. The Lord has increased us, but we've always stayed connected with this ministry because it has, the teaching that is coming out of this ministry, the revelation that you and Brother Jesse are sharing with the world, we have taken that and applied it in our lives, and it has changed our lives.
Praise.
And it is such a blessing.
I love that. You know, and both of you guys, I think you married. How old were you guys married?
I like this part
young.
Of the story. Is fun.
So we marry young in the South.
Southern Belles do
yes.
that. You know?
A lot of people don't realize this. We are 16 years apart.
Okay.
To the day. So our birthdays are a day apart.
Oh wow.
And so I was. I'll say this. I was 20 when we got married, and he was 36. So it was God. It was all God,
praise
and you know
God.
The Lord gave me my best friend. We were
beautiful.
Best friends before we got married. Mm-hmm. And we've been best friends ever
since.
It's
amazing how the Lord, He prepares you for where He wants you to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling Chris about that in our lives. Even though we are ages apart, you know, something the Lord has done amazing things, and I believe in blessing by association with you guys.
Yes.
With everybody we encounter. Okay? So it's amazing how the Lord, I came to this country with $35. Yeah.
Mm. From where?
Panama.
Panama.
Money for one semester. So Lord took us from there to Beverly Hills. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Beverly Hills,
Who would have thought, you know? You know, so it's incredible. And I believe in, if they did it for me, with this crazy Panamanian, can do it anybody else.
There's no limit. God, you know, He just wants a willing heart. Someone will turn to Him and give Him their lives. When you do that, everything changes.
That's right.
So I know you've played the instrument with the worship team while y'all were here before you moved away. And so didn't you play
the
bass?
Yes, ma'am.
Bass player. And
talent,
also your talents are in the sound,
music
isn't it?
For TV and shows, yes.
You what? Yeah.
Music producing for TV and shows.
Oh, yes. Producing,
He's a producer for music and TV shows. Wow.
Yeah.
I know that y'all stay so busy. I know you moved from here and you went to Chicago, I think, and then California, and now you're living
in Texas.
Wow, so God's using y'all all over the country.
Fort Worth, Texas.
It is amazing.
When God had us here, like, I'm from here, you know, we lived here, we owned our home, we had our cars, vehicles, everything. We were so comfortable. And then when Katrina hit, we joke that it's like Katrina was the best thing that ever happened to us because God used that to kick us out of our comfort zone. Mm. We got a firm boot out of our comfort zone after Katrina. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say it was easy.
That was 2005.
It was, yeah. And so in 06 is when the Lord moved us to Chicago. Mm-hmm. We were in Chicago for 8 years. And then at that time, He moved us to Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And we were in Beverly Hills for almost 8 years. And in 2020, He moved us to Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah. And every single move, the Lord has increased us. And we've just been obedient. Every time we've moved, it's been on blind faith.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
We moved to Chicago. My work had transferred us at the time. We didn't know anyone. Brother Jesse had given us a recommendation on going to Pastor Bill Winston's church. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and we were able to plug in and connect pretty quickly.
And whenever we would go there, he'd see
us. Yes, it was so wonderful to see you guys. Yeah, and then when we moved to L.A., though, L.A. was like another level because we moved there. A lot of people don't realize this. No jobs.
Wow.
No income.
Exactly.
Just blind faith and obedience.
You knew that it was the Lord's
voice. We knew the Lord's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, we have to go. And literally, like within a month, I was laid off. He didn't have his projects lined up, but God's like, and he moved us to Beverly Hills. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah, and you named actually, that's another part of the giveaways for Glorious. You actually donated your beautiful handcrafted leather-bound journals and keychains, and you name it Beverly Hills
Leatherworks. I did, because it was born in Beverly Hills. Yeah. That business was born out of a whole other testimony, but just born out of that obedience and willingness to go wherever the Lord's called us to go and do what He's called us to do. You know, talking about the discipline and the operating in excellence and things like that, where the Lord has taught us. Mm-hmm. And you know, over time, because I can be a little hard-headed. So, like, you know, sometimes it takes a few times to get the lesson.
We all can a little bit.
But just living that in obedience and just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
I love the fact that y'all work together and y'all are so close. And I remember y'all, when you travel, you have I mean, you have dreams and goals, and you go for it. Yeah. I just think that's so wonderful.
We do.
Yeah,
we're
fun serving the Lord and enjoying each other.
Yeah, that's the most important. I believe in being married to your best friend. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Sometimes she's not my best friend, but she's my wife.
You know, even best friends have a few times that they're not too happy.
Yeah.
So, like they say, iron sharpeneth iron.
There you go.
I was going to say, want to tell Jesse, because, you know, people see us. We're raw, basically.
Yeah. Real.
What you see is what you
That's
get.
That's what people love.
Yeah, but I say iron sharpeneth iron. Yeah. I tell him all the time, who's going to tell you except for me?
That's right.
I have your back.
That's
I'm telling.
Right.
But somebody would like me to say it at a different time or a different way. But it's important that we have these relationships, that we fine-tune our lives before the Lord.
It really is.
Good. So
you
good.
Know, it's so great that the Lord has taken you in so many different places and different directions, but you always come back to Covenant Church. I met you actually back in 2020 for the Visionary Conference when I first started, and I saw both of you, and I was just such in awe of your talent, and then I could see you walking around the sanctuary listening with the sound and just making sure, like you said, operating in excellence, and it just exudes from you both that passion for God and for serving Him through music. And so I just appreciate you. So what is your favorite things about coming back to see the conferences and just being involved with such, like, it's just magnificent, both of those conferences, Glorious and the Visionary Conference? What's your favorite parts?
Well, this is home.
Yeah.
This is home for us. You know, we come home. Every time we come to a conference or we just come to visit, we're coming home.
And you still have family living here,
don't
you? We do,
yeah. So we come home, we see family, we see friends, we see, you know, our extended family of, you know, all the JDM and Covenant Church. Mm-hmm. And it really is just coming home for us. And so on top of that, just the anointing that is in this ministry.
Yeah.
On this campus, in every service, in every teaching, we walk away just elevated and just like, with so much more knowledge and so much more information that we can take and apply in our lives every single time. And I'm telling you, like, we watch online all the time, and people watch online, but being here in person,
it's so different.
It is so different. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. We wouldn't miss it for the world. Like, we travel a lot. We arrange our travel schedules to make sure we're here, you know, for certain things, because it's that important to us. It's that important to be here for that teaching and that anointing and that time together with the people, with our family, and together with, you know, the people that we have known for a very long time, and just being able to spend that time fellowshipping. It's just so important to us.
That's beautiful. Amen. It really is a divine connection, those conferences.
Yes.
Jose, I remember a time in the speaker room in the back after one of the conferences that you both sowed a significant seed into the ministry and believing for something. And then I remember getting a testimony about a supernatural miracle that God had. I mean, and it's just being obedient to the Spirit of God. And, you know, we teach the principles of sowing and reaping here, and you understand that, and you got on board with that, and we consider that a precious time where we prayed together.
Amen.
And I remember getting that great testimony.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. We bought a house cash. Yeah. We paid cash for a house.
Oh,
the Lord has, what the Lord has done.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, I believe in obedience.
Yeah.
That's all about. Sometimes it's blind faith.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes you see what might happen. Sometimes you see nothing. Yeah. You can see around the corner. But you step out and say, Lord, I trust you, like you did, guys, in this ministry. You have done, when you bring somebody aboard with you guys working, it's just sometimes it's just, Lord, here I am, send me.
Beautiful.
That's the key right there. And that was Isaiah's prayer. Lord, he saw the vision of God with that. The throne was empty because the king had died, and God gave him a vision of a filled throne with a train filling the temple.
Beautiful.
And that's when he was basically his ordination service. And that's Isaiah chapter 6. He says, here I am, Lord, send me. And that was what you just said.
Yeah,
you know, I often have said that, Lord, here I am. Send me out, even when I didn't know what I was doing.
Exactly. That's right.
And over the years, I've watched him just lead and guide our steps, like I'm watching him do you guys. And I don't mind telling you that I'm praying that he'll guide your steps back home.
I knew you were going to say that. How did I know that you were going to say that? Okay, so you moved here, when you're moving back.
Well, you know, there's a process. And I know God's used you greatly wherever you've been.
Yes.
And I know you, of course, we only want what God wants. But
of course.
It would be wonderful if he would want that.
We are open.
Honestly, we are, as much as we did move around the Lord, He said, go, and we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, He answered me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Yeah. So how many instruments do you play? I know you play bass. Yeah. He plays
way more than I do, actually.
Does he?
Yeah. So I started on the saxophone when I was 9. Mm-hmm. Of course, New Orleans, you know, everybody plays music. It's in the water here. Yeah. So when I was 9, I started on the baritone saxophone, which at the time, a little 9-year-old, it was taller than I was.
That's so cute. I could see little Katie with her big saxophone.
I had to sit on phone books to play it, right? So baritone saxophone, alto sax, and soprano sax is the black one that I play. A lot of people mistake it for a clarinet, soprano. And then I've played oboe, French horn, flute. Like, just growing up, you know, you just kind of play whatever the teacher's like.
The wind instruments, basically.
The wind, yeah, woodwinds.
I played clarinet in high school. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Fifth grade through 12.
I love it.
I love the clarinet. I haven't played it in so many years, but I just used to love sight reading music. We went to competition. Okay. Oh, that was always so much fun.
Uh-huh. Oh, see, I'm terrible at sight reading. I have a perfect ear. The Lord has blessed me with a perfect ear. But sight reading, I'm like, it's not pretty. But he plays a lot.
Yeah, you just God-given gift.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, give me a gift. But you have to sharpen it all the time.
Exactly.
You have to practice all the time. You know, sharpen all the time. All the time, excellence. And I believe in, we are not volunteers, we are servants.
Yeah. Mm, that's
all
good.
Of us.
That's really great.
It's amazing. We are Cain and Abel. Both gave the same.
Yeah.
But one went in excellence. What the Lord mentioned, Abel, not Cain. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me something. The Lord gave instructions to both. So when you're in the excellence, you take time and pick up something. Mm-hmm. And you don't go in a rush. So Abel was, here I am, Lord. What the best word I have.
The best.
And here Cain was just real quick. Okay, but my point is this one, that the Lord give you a gift, and we have done it, all of you, you sharpen it, practice, learn.
Sharpen it.
And
right.
Every time we come to church, for me as a bass player, or anything I do in church, here I am. So I prepare to bring the best of me
at
the moment.
That's good,
It doesn't matter what you do, from cleaning toilets to playing the bass, behind the cameras, you prepare. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
Right. Yes. Yeah, and you do it onto him.
All the time. Right.
Which
all
is wonderful. And that comes across in your performances. When you do that, you can tell this you're giving all you have within you that he already instilled in you back to him. Exactly. And people pick up on that, and the praises just lift up. Your performance for the offering was just beautiful. I often tell her when she plays, it sounds like it's singing. The instrument's singing with it.
Yeah.
And but I love that because a lot of people say, oh, I'm just a volunteer. You just mentioned,
no,
I'm just clean.
Servants. We are to serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For you guys on the top, from whoever is cleaning. You know, I used to be a janitor when I came to this country. Mm-hmm. So I said, Lord, I want to, you know, learn. I clean the toilets in my house.
Yeah. I need to go clean some toilets later.
I am the best.
That's important.
Yeah. I am the best.
Very important. You're the best.
Yeah, I'm the best. Yeah. You know, it's just like that. So whatever we have, sharp it.
Yeah.
And here I am every Sunday or every day. You know, here I am, prepare to learn, you know. Just,
so when you came to this country and you started work here as a janitor, that your first language, of course, is Spanish, I'm guessing. But, I mean, I can't speak Spanish. I admire you. You can do two languages.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you have a heart for the Spanish people because we talked this weekend about how you like how you see everything that we do is translated in Spanish. But you gave me a suggestion, which I love, and we're praying about that, about just having something in Spanish straight on, not interpreted, but just preached on.
Yes.
Can you just give us, whoever the Spanish-speaking people are there, just a little word to the audience in Spanish, please, about Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. A little bit, just a couple of sentences.
Sure. Hola, mi nombre es José Pimentel, de Panamá, y estoy con Jesse Duplantis Ministry, y con su esposa Kathy, y mi esposa. Y estamos aquí, y espero que escuchen este programa en español. Nada es imposible. Nada es imposible para ti. Gracias.
Amen.
No, nothing is impossible.
What did you say? Tell me.
I'm from Panama. This is I'm at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. My wife, and I told him nada es imposible.
Nothing's impossible.
Yeah, nothing.
That's
impossible.
So true. There's nothing impossible with God.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, there's so many people. That's like the second spoken language above English, Spanish speaking people. So we have a serious passion for the Spanish speaking people. And so I appreciate that suggestion. And I know that people are being reached even through this ministry. I mean, many of you right now, I'm saying it in English, but I know when it's aired in this on a Spanish platform, because we have a Spanish platform.
Yes, and we have Spanish playlists on our YouTube channel, our app. And it's just, it's amazing to see those comments too, that we have a whole team translating that back to English so that we can read it. And it blesses us knowing that people are discovering, like you said, that nothing is impossible.
That's
and
so
that's
good.
What's being taught on every platform, every show, every weekly broadcast that we put out there, as well as the conferences. The main theme is nothing is impossible. Mm-hmm. If you have a vision, God will, if it's a God-given dream and vision, it will come to pass. And you two are both testimonies
of that.
Yes.
We're living, absolutely living proof of that. We have stepped out, and not to say that we've always made it. We've missed it sometimes. You're like, okay, the Lord's like, all right, maybe this direction. Mm-hmm. But we've always, every time we have stepped out in the Lord, he what is it? I think Brother Jesse said one time, he pays for what he orders.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
right?
Good.
So he always provides. When he tells you to go do something, we step out, he's going to provide
that's
every
good.
Single time. Gonna be early.
Right.
It's gonna be right on time, but it's gonna be there. And
That's good.
With everything that we've been through over the years, and we're still going. We still have vision. We still have dreams and goals and things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Every single thing we know now, like beyond a shadow of doubt, like you couldn't. It's how we live now. Like
yes.
we, God is gonna provide. Like there's no doubt. There's no like it's just part of us now. It's like just part of our inner beings now mm-hmm. of knowing that if God tells us to do something, okay.
Yeah, because you have a history of seeing him to be faithful.
Done it.
Like you
done
said, there's always
again.
Provision
time
for
again.
The vision.
Yes.
And
oh
so it reminds me of our theme that we're have for this year is give God a job. And it's based on the scripture in Genesis chapter 18 where God speaks to Abraham and says, mm-hmm. is there anything too hard for mm-hmm. the Lord? Because the vision that he had for them was to have a child. And of course, Sarah felt like she was too old for that.
She laughed.
She laughed when she heard God talk about the promise again, because it had been a season between the first time he had heard the promise, and then here it was maybe 20, I forget how many years later it was, but maybe 20 years or something like that. So anyway, that's why she was saying, am I going to have pleasure in my old years with a child? And so, no, there's nothing that's too hard for the Lord.
So
and you've learned that through experience.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
like God
even going to law school, you know, going everything. Like, the Lord said, okay, I gotta tell you, my husband is amazing. Like he supports, I was telling you, like, he supports all my crazy. I'm like, what do you think about? And he knows, like, oh goodness, what's coming?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, we were still living here, and I was like, the Lord, I really genuinely feel like the Lord's called me to go to law school. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an academic person. Like, I was like, you know, barely getting through high school. I got through college eventually. I took the scenic route. And then the Lord's like, okay, I need you to go to law school. I'm like, I can't quit work to go to law school kind of thing. You know, how mm-hmm. is this going to work? And then during that time, God moved us to Chicago, and the Lord opened the door and got me a program and everything. I ended up working full time as a financial analyst and going to school at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where there's, you know, in the natural, where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Lord, he gives you the grace and the everything that you need. He will download to you every single thing you need.
Yes,
if
will.
It's supernatural energy, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like understanding of a concept, he'll give it to you. Because if he's called you to do something, he's going to equip you in every single way.
Right,
like everything from your sleep, from your understanding, from your knowledge, like the wisdom you need and the directions, the people you need to have in your network, he's putting in your path in every single way. He's going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that, just like going through some of these processes and things together, it's just like, there's no question.
Yeah, and
there's
I really like what Jose was saying a while ago, because it's like you sharpen each other.
Yeah.
So you start with the idea,
right.
But you don't just abandon it and say, oh, Lord, you do it all. No,
you
learn, you apply yourself, and every step of the way you get stronger, you get better at it, because anybody can learn anything.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you get good at it when you practice and when you stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. A lot of people get a vision, and they just think about it, but they don't move forward with the steps.
Right.
And God will give you the steps.
He does.
But you have to take the step.
Right.
You have to believe.
You have to obey.
You do.
Right.
Yeah, you prepare, like David. And the scripture says David killed lions and bear, but how many?
Right.
Doesn't say.
I'm sure a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
To have good. And when Goliath came, he said, I killed this lion and the bear. Let me take a shot of this guy. And he went. And I remember somebody saying that as he was going, he was talking to himself. encourage himself. Yeah. I'm going to take this guy.
Encouraging himself.
Yeah. I'm going to take you. Was he afraid? Probably. This guy, Goliath, was an expert. He went to the West Point of those days. And David was nobody. Yeah. For everybody, but for the Lord, he's my anointed one. And as he step out, little by little, the anointing kick in.
That's it.
Yeah. Jump, took Goliath down, and the rest is history. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all the time I say, who made David a king? Goliath.
That's
the opportunity.
Right.
He knew he was ready. Mm-hmm. I trust you, Lord.
And he ran toward it.
Exactly.
He didn't run away. He ran toward it. And while he was running, he says that the whole world may know that there is a God in Israel. His passion was about what God's reputation. It wasn't just about him. Mm-hmm. Although he got rewards.
Yes.
The king, Saul told him he'd get a wife, the king's daughter, right? Yeah. And he'd be free from taxes. Wouldn't you love that?
Yeah.
Bring on the giants for that.
The amazing part is there.
But
anybody,
I love that story.
Yeah, anybody this. Could be take the chance. Nobody did.
He was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like 15 years old probably, you know, but just going for it.
Exactly.
And all of us need to get that heart of David that he had and that courage to just believe God no matter what you're going through.
That's right.
Katie and Jose are here today to tell you that no matter what you've been going through all your life, God, if he has a plan for your life, he will reveal it step
Praise
by step.
God.
And when you take those steps, his anointing will kick in and you'll be able to sit here one day, tell someone what God has done in your life. Isn't that wonderful?
It's so wonderful. And what I love about both of you is every word from your mouth today has been nothing but encouragement and inspiration and God-given downloaded words for those people, for people watching who are discouraged, who think that it's impossible. When you even say, nada es imposible, did I say that right?
Exactly.
All right.
She's married to a Spanish man.
I'm married to a Spanish man. Luis, are you proud
You're doing better
of
than me. You're doing better than me.
I'm a Spanish baby, so I need to start learning. I got to learn with her. But it's just, it's so awesome because so many times people sabotage their own selves. You were saying this, Miss Kathy, with their own words.
Yes.
But every word that has come out of you both has been nothing but God words and inspirational, uplifting, and empowering words. So thank you for that because I know people are really taking every word with them and know that nothing's impossible with God. We're going to give him these jobs to get done and they will be not only done with excellence, they're going to be perfect in the name of Jesus.
And I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness over the years, for coming, but also for being a faithful partner all these years and being so kind and so generous. And that's helped us to do everything we do.
Amen.
And you know, there are partners that are watching right now and people maybe that haven't been a partner, but the Lord's been talking to you about becoming a partner because these programs are designed to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And they do.
They do.
You know, and if you're not a partner you'd like to be, or maybe you are a partner, just the Lord's leading you to give. Maybe you've been a one-time giver, but regardless whether you're one-time or a regular partner, there's always ways to do that. We put that all on the screen. You can go to JDM.org, use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation. And just know that when we receive it, we pray over it, and we expect to see a harvest, just like you walked in your harvest because you've been faithful over the years. I know Jesse and I have put this into practice, and we hear testimonies every. That's the word of God.
Yes.
Jesus said, if you give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. So he uses man.
Yes.
He uses, I mean, you had favor in these jobs and over the years, the projects you do. I mean, you could, I think you could work from home and live anywhere you want to.
Exactly. I can do that.
And right now you're in Texas is where your company, I think you have restrictions.
I work from home 100%.
Well, hello.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. We're blessed. We're so blessed.
Praise God.
And I want to say, like, talking about partnership, this is good soil.
Yeah.
Yes.
JDM is good soil.
Yes.
When you are sowing into JDM, again, we're living proof. When you sow into JDM, you are sowing into a ministry that has integrity. They do what they say they're going to do. They're touching people. They are changing lives all over the world.
Praise
this
God.
Is good soil.
Amen.
And I would encourage everyone to become a partner who's watching because we are partners and we believe in this ministry, believe in the vision that you and Brother Jesse have. Mm-hmm. And it's changed our lives and we want to help to this ministry to change everyone who's watching.
Praise well, you God. Do with your partnership and for being on
Amen.
The show. You sure have.
Thank
you sure
Amen.
Have done that.
Well, we've been so blessed by your testimony. But before before we go, let's pray for the people that have been watching. And let's just together center in. Father, I thank you for every person that's been watching along with us today. Lord, I thank you that you're stirring their hearts up to believe for the vision that you've placed in their heart. Lord, let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, and we pray for each one of them, no matter what they're encountering today, Lord, that you would lift them up, let them know how much you love them and have already prepared a special vision and a destiny for their lives. So Lord, we send the strength and the peace of God through there to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's done. Oh, it gets me all excited and stirred up for Jesus.
It's so much fun. I hope you've enjoyed being on the program.
It's such an honor. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll see you in July for Visionary, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Very excited.
That's great.
That's right. And don't forget to go back and look at past glorious conference, this one from this 2024 and all the others that you'll see on the JDM app. It'll be so good.
Oh, binge watch glorious. That's have a glory celebration every day.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for being with me in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next week for another great program. And I'll see a great, you know, it's just so wonderful that we can come together like this and see God's plan for your life come to pass. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimony. So please put a comment in and let me know. And watch next week right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.